A florist's world is filled with big-budget, Instagram-worthy moments, leaving so many florists feeling inadequate or discouraged because this isn't the type of work that they're attracting. But the bigger issue I see florists struggle with is being overwhelmed and exhausted, and frankly, counting down the days till the end of wedding season. If you are struggling keeping up with the day-to-day details of your business, like proposals, ordering product, client meetings, and then getting this week's wedding done, all while trying to balance kids, a day job, self-care, and whatever else gets thrown your way, I'm Jenny Beck, and I am going to help you feel so much lighter in your business. I believe that today you can start to change your business and your life, and I'm here to help. Whether this is your side hustle, your mom hustle, or your everyday hustle, this podcast is the place for all the juicy details of creating a business you adore. Flower friend, my name is Jen, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, flower friends. This is Jen, and you're listening to the Floral Hustle Podcast. On this week's episode, I want to talk about making money. And I just did my taxes. And of course, every time you do your taxes, you're like, how can I make this more profitable? How am I going to pay myself more? And then I know long ago that my tax person goes, this kind of an expensive hobby that seems like you're working your ass off. And obviously, a lot of those things have changed because I've put things in place. But what's funny is that I think that there is a perception that as a florist, you can't make money. And so I want to talk about, as a florist, can you actually make money? Because I've also had people come to me and like they're all in, but they think that they're going to quit their day job and automatically replace their income with business income. They're going to just be able to pay themselves the $85,000 salary they just had, or the $100,000 salary, or whatever their salary was. They think they're just going to be able to flip a switch and all of a sudden they're going to be making that. Or I've also had flower friends that are like, I want a $400,000 a year business. But like, they don't really seem like they're lighting the world on fire from an energy, from an effort standpoint. Like, they don't want to really work very hard. And so I was recently talking to a one-on-one coaching client, and we were talking about like, what is your threshold for hard work? I work hard. I make the business makes a good amount of money, especially from a home-based business. I think last year it was at $325,000 out of my home-based business with, I think I have 16 hours of childcare-ish a week. And I have a special needs kiddo. I still prioritize myself, like going to CrossFit 3 to 4 times a week, having animals, having house, having the urban flower farm. So like, I have the propensity to just work harder naturally. And if you want to get into floristry and you want to have a business that is 300 or 400,000 or even 100,000, like, what does that look like from a revenue standpoint? So I want to start out with like paying yourself, because most of the time people are running their business, they're running, they're, you know, paying all their expenses, they're pricing things out, and then like they siphon off a little bit to pay themselves. Or I've had coaching clients that actually don't freaking pay themselves out of their business. And I want that to stop for you right now, because you work hard. You deserve to be able to pay yourself a reasonable salary that is compensating you for all this hard work. But you want to make sure that you can still pay your business expenses, et cetera, during that process. And one thing that I think is a really interesting kind of angle on this is a book called Profit First. And Profit First is written by Mike Michalowicz. And the premise of it is that your business will eat all of your revenue unless you start divvying it up from the start. So when you get a $5,000 wedding, you're putting $1,000 into an account that is paying you. Then you're putting If it's $5,000, you're putting $400 into your sales tax account, if that's what your sales tax is. Your operating expenses, you're putting this. And so you chunk out this money, but from the get-go, you put your income or what you're paying yourself, your profit, in a separate account and you siphon that out first. Because when, and I've seen this happen, when you operate your business by just rolling with it and not have a strategy, we'll just see what's left to be able to pay you. What often happens is you get money in your account, and especially if you're not great overall with managing money, period, you're spending it. You're buying that new shiny, beautiful compote vase at the wholesaler. You're buying some flowers for a styled shoot. You're buying a course online. You're going and buying a bunch of flowers for a different project that you're donating. I mean, on and on. If you have the money there, naturally, most people will spend it. And if you had the thought process of, I need to pay myself first, and then made decisions off of what was available, but you've already siphoned off what you're going to pay yourself, like that overall is going to be a completely different way that your business operates. For one, what things you spend money on, because you will just have less because you're guaranteeing that you're paying yourself. But let's just say that you decide that you want to pay yourself $70,000, or let's just say $100,000. I've talked about this in other episodes. You need to understand what your operating expenses for your business is. You need to understand what your profit margin is from buying product in a labor perspective. And once you have those in place, and let's just say with your operating expenses and everything, with doing 3x markup and adding 25% labor and then charging for your other fees for setup and delivery and teardown or whatever, you're operating at a 50% profit margin. Well, that means that your business's gross sales have to be double. So if you want to pay yourself $100, you need to make $200. And you might be thinking, like, that's crazy. Like, how am I going to get to $200? And I usually get either, oh yeah, I want my business to be like $300,000. And I'm like, I had to work hard for that. And I built a business for a while. Until you let it really sink in, like, do I think it's possible? And then on top of it, maybe you're only attracting a $3,000 wedding. So when you back into it, okay, my average wedding right now, let's just say, is $5,500 or $5,000. So that means that you are going to have to do a lot of weddings. So what are some of the variables? I'm just going to like divide that just so I can do the math and not in my head. That means like 40 weddings at $5,000 each. But how can you up that number without completely burning yourself out? What if you got your average up to 7,000? Then you're down to like maybe 36 weddings, 35 weddings. What if you upped your labor percentage and so that your profit margin increased? You know, there's different ways to get yourself to that number. And sometimes you might be even able to play with the number so much that you're working the same amount and making more profit. And so you need to prioritize, like, do I really want to be, you know, higher end? Is, you know, my average of 5,000, how does that feel? Are these the kind of weddings that I want to be doing? Is this the kind of work that I want to be doing? Let's say you do daily deliveries, where I often run into somebody wanting to make a lot of money and they are not in the path of getting there anytime soon because they're doing a ton of daily deliveries, a ton of smaller end items, and then they want big revenue results. You're going to have to find big revenue opportunities, and that's often events, weddings, weekly flowers. So there are a bunch of different ways to slice it so that you are starting to get some higher revenue producing activities. But like those take work. To me, I would much rather, and this is just my preference, I would much rather have a $7,000 wedding than do, if I'm doing $150 or $100 deliveries and I have a $7,000 week, to have that same revenue, I'm doing 70 orders. Think about that. How much time is it going to take for you to talk to that person on the phone, for you to source their product, get the product, get it made, get it delivered, and then run a separate credit card transaction for 70 for what you could have done with one wedding? So I'm all about optimizing my time. And if I did 70 orders in a week, I would probably be like a strung out crack addict, because I like that would just be, my brain is constantly just going and like chasing this, answering the phone, running and seeing if I can get some blue delphinium, because of course this person wants it and I don't have it, and on and on. So I want to spend my time where it is most impactful. Do I think that you can make money doing daily deliveries? Yes. You probably would be making more money if you had weekly accounts, so that you have a higher lifetime value of a client that is interacting with you. And then you are building in consistency so you can get that with your weekly delivery and you're not having to special order crap and have it delivered, because that's when it takes more time, takes more energy, takes more money, because you're potentially paying for a delivery fee again. So I want you to really optimize what you're spending time on. That's going to help you up your revenue. That's going to give you the ability to be able to pay yourself more, because florists can make money. I had one of my coaching clients who were like, my husband doesn't think that you can make any money. You absolutely can. And I offered to talk to him and go over. There are people at my wholesaler driving BMWs, Mercedes, they're driving nice cars, they have nice houses. These are people who have figured out how to optimize their time and optimize their revenue. You can do the same thing. If you really want to get started with understanding, order the book Profit First. I think that will be hugely influential of changing your mindset about how you want to run your business, because you, as the CEO, deserve to make money. Thank you so much for listening, Flower Friend, and you have an amazing flower-filled week. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you found value or today's episode was helpful, please head to your podcast player of choice and hit that subscribe button so that you can be notified every week of new episodes. And while you're there, please go and leave a review. Reviews are so important for getting this message out to all of our other flower friends. Also, if you are wanting additional support, head on over to Facebook and join the Floral Hustle Facebook group, which is a place for like-minded floralpreneurs wanting a more aligned and more profitable floral business. Flower friend, have a fun-filled flower week.